Hello? Are you still there?
Hey, Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How can I help you today? Are you curious about what our voice AI can do?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dasha AI, nice to connect. I've heard a bit here and there, but I'd love to hear more about what makes Dasha stand out. What kind of magic do you bring to companies like Acme Plumbers?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up.
Sounds pretty impressive, Mary. Automating lead generation with human-level AI? That could really save time and boost sales. Could you tell me a bit about how your AI actually interacts with leads? Like, does it handle calls, emails, or something else?
Tell me more about that. What specifically are you wondering about?
Good question. I'm curious about how natural the AI sounds during conversations. Does it really feel like talking to a person? Also, can it handle tricky questions or unexpected responses smoothly? And of course, how easy is it to set up and customize for different businesses?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you use that service, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining a year from now with your AI in action, I'd picture a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, freeing up my team to focus on closing deals. Maybe even seeing revenue growth that surprises us all, plus happier customers thanks to quick, natural conversations. How close am I?
What do you mean by revenue growth that surprises you? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By revenue growth that surprises me, I mean seeing results beyond our usual expectations, like hitting higher sales targets or opening new opportunities we hadn't planned for. That's important because it shows the AI isn't just a tool, but a real game changer, helping the business thrive and stay competitive. Does that align with what you've seen with your clients?
Tell me more about those higher sales targets and new opportunities you're thinking about.
Sure. Higher sales targets could mean closing more deals each month thanks to faster lead follow-ups and better engagement. New opportunities might include reaching customer segments we hadn't tapped before or even expanding into markets that seemed out of reach before. Basically, it's about unlocking growth that feels a bit unexpected but totally welcome. Does that sound like something your AI could help with?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back, love that. Well, some big challenges might be juggling too many leads without enough staff to follow up quickly, or maybe struggling to keep conversations natural and engaging when using traditional automation. Also, customizing solutions without a tech headache can be tricky. Do any of those hit close to home?
What are all the ways those problems and constraints are affecting the business right now?
Those challenges can slow down growth by letting leads slip through the cracks or frustrating potential customers with robotic responses. It might also mean extra costs hiring more staff or losing out to competitors who respond faster. Plus, the team could feel overwhelmed, which impacts morale and productivity. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on how the team feeling overwhelmed is impacting productivity?
Absolutely. When the team feels overwhelmed, they might rush through calls or miss important details, leading to lower quality interactions. Stress can cause burnout, increasing turnover and training costs. Plus, distracted or tired staff are less efficient, which slows down the whole sales process. It's a cycle that's tough to break without the right support. Does that resonate with your experience?
Wow. It sounds like juggling too many leads, robotic responses, and team burnout are really dragging things down. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now so I can get this set up. What time zone are you in?
I appreciate the offer, Mary. Before we lock in a demo, could you hold on a sec? I just need a moment to check my schedule. Of course, take your time.
Totally. Take your time. I'll hang tight.
Thanks, Mary. I'm here whenever you're ready to continue. Just let me know.
What time works best? I have a mid-morning slot and an early afternoon slot.
Mid-morning or early afternoon both sound doable. Could you tell me which time zone you're referring to? That way I can pick the best slot without any mix-up.
Yeah, no problem. What time zone are you in right now?
I'm operating on UTC time zone right now, but I can easily adjust to yours for scheduling. What time zone are you in? That way we can sync.